Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we are talking about health and wellness, which we do quite a bit because it's important, specifically though with massage. My guest today is Kerry Tierney, and she's the owner of KK's Massage. She's proud to be in her new location at 45 Samoset Street in Plymouth, right?
Yep.
Right on that main drag. She's a licensed massage therapist for almost 8 years now and is very focused on helping her clients achieve really the optimum health and wellness through her massage therapy. Kerry Tierney, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nicole, and I want to congratulate you for launching your new website this week.
Oh, thank you so much. It looks really good. So go wait till the show's over, but go to powerfulwomenrevealed.com. It looks really good.
Awesome.
And it's really, I wanted to gear it towards the listeners. So I have like a section for the listeners now so that all the podcasts and videos are right there. So thank you for mentioning that.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. So now, like myself, I sort of consider myself jack of all trades. I've done many different things. I could, you know, sew curtains. I can cook. I can do lots of different things. Manage a restaurant. I managed a hair salon once. You have had many different career paths as well, right?
I have.
And what are some of those career paths? Because administrative assistant.
Yep, I was an administrative assistant. I've been a travel agent. I've done pizza delivery.
I've scooped ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to scoop ice cream so I wouldn't have to eat it so much.
Oh, there you go. There
so
you
I get
go.
Sick of it, maybe.
So you've done a lot of different things. And, you know, how did you discover this love for massage therapy or being a massage therapist?
I've always had an interest in massage. I'm not really sure where that stemmed from. I've just always been drawn to it.
Yeah.
And I had a massage table long before I got into the business.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how did you get the table? Who just has a table?
BJ's happened to have it on sale.
so you bought a massage. You're not a massage therapist.
No.
BJ's had it on sale, and you're like, yeah, I need one of those.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's awesome. All right. So did you have an aha moment 8 years ago or so?
I didn't. I actually got laid off from my job.
Okay.
And I thought that was a perfect opportunity to get into massage.
Mm.
So I signed up for school like the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, now that's taking action.
I don't like to waste time.
Me neither. And if I know I want to do something, I want to do it, you know, yesterday.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So how confident are you now that you're actually in the right field that you were meant to be in?
It feels wonderful. Mm. It feels awesome to help people. You get the feedback from the people, so you know that you're just the feeling you get is incredible on how you help people that maybe have had chronic pain for years and have never been able to get rid of that neck pain. And then they come to you a few times and they're like, I didn't think it was possible
to get rid of it.
Yeah. So that's a great feeling.
Now, I love that you started out, I read on your LinkedIn page that you were doing massage therapy at Plymouth Fitness.
Yes, I started there.
And I love that you slowly graduated yourself. You were there for how many years?
Over four years,
it says. Yeah. So, and then you opened up your own place after that.
I did. I got an opportunity with a friend of mine who, and I, just to try it out, I guess.
Yeah.
Because
that's a big step.
It's
a big step to be an entrepreneur, but I feel like it's even a bigger step to have an office, a brick and mortar, a location.
Exactly.
Because there's rent.
Right.
Right?
It's like
you have your mortgage and then you have another mortgage payment to make.
Exactly.
So there's a little bit of a pressure.
Yes,
to maintain. Mm-hmm. But if you love what you do and you have great clients, it all works.
It does. It does. Yeah. So my recent move to Plymouth was it's pretty scary because now I'm expanding. I have other therapists that work with me.
Yes. And so in your previous location, where was that?
In Kingston.
Okay. And in Kingston, you just partnered with one person.
I was by myself.
You were by yourself?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. And now you it's your massage therapy studio? Location?
Yes.
What do you call it?
I call it a studio.
Studio. So it's your studio. It's really a practice.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now how many massage therapists do you have?
I have two right now.
Okay.
And we have three rooms so we can do them at the same time, which was before you only could have one person. So it's easier to.
Ah. Okay. All right. That's great. Yeah. So you have three rooms.
Yep.
Okay. And how long have you been in the new location?
Just since September.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So, yeah, really.
Okay, we're October.
Yes.
I just realized.
So just about a month.
Oh, my God, that's so great. But it's really a great location.
It is fantastic. The only challenge that I'm having is Samoset Street is under construction, and sometimes it's only one way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that's temporary.
Yeah. No,
that's
it
temporary.
Is. But
actually, I see that as a good thing because you just moved in there.
Right.
That little bit of construction that's happening, you know, might help you ease into your new practice there, getting
exactly.
things organized, and then all of a sudden when that's done, boom, you're ready to just flourish.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that's exciting. Okay. Now, how much of your time do you spend on continued education?
I spend a lot of time because I think it's so important. You're always massage. You can go so many different ways.
Mm.
I do therapeutic and deep tissue massage. So I work on people that have chronic back pain or chronic neck pain. But there are so many different ways to, just like there's different antibiotics or different medicines.
Oh.
There are different massage techniques you can use. So if one doesn't work, you try another one. So that's why you can't just come once. If the person has had years of chronic pain, it doesn't. Mm. It takes more than one visit, and it takes maybe more than one way to massage that person.
Yeah, and I think three is the magic number.
Yeah, three or four. Yep.
Yeah, the triangle, the three. It's my favorite number.
Yeah.
But I think that you know you really got to give it. Like you said, you got to give it more than one opportunity.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you should be able to feel some relief, but it's still going to take a few times. And then you kind of go to a maintenance program. So the school, so the education, I just went to Costa Rica in December.
Oh.
And took.
To get educated?
Yeah.
Oh,
that sweet?
That's nice.
Actually, it was over my birthday. So it was my birthday gift to myself to get more
very
training.
Nice. Very nice. Okay.
It was with Eric Dalton, and he's highly recognized as myoskeletal release. And I've used a lot of his techniques, and it's been fantastic.
Okay, myoskeletal. What does that mean?
It's just moving. Muscles in a different way, and just different techniques that he uses.
Okay. All right, that's pretty cool. Now, we do have to go to break, but we have another minute. So I wanted to know about the different, you said you do therapeutic massage and Swedish.
Yes.
Yeah, so neither one of those are deep tissue.
Therapeutic can be deep tissue.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's just different. You can do neuromuscular as part of possibly deep tissue. It's just a different form. It's a different level of going into the tissue.
Oh, a different level. Okay. Because not everybody can handle the deep tissue.
No. No. Nope.
I don't like too much deep tissue. It hurts. I know, you have to have some pain?
Pain is not, what is that saying? Pain,
no pain, no gain. There you
go. That's not necessarily the truth.
No.
So, and you always work within someone's pain level, and someone should never be in pain when
pain.
You're working.
Yeah, when you're having a massage.
Uncomfortable? Yes.
Okay.
Pain? No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we got to go to break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Carrie Tierney, and she's over at 45 Samoset Street in Plymouth. And you can also go to KK's Massage, KKSmassage.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When was the last time you had a massage? KK's Massage can help you if you are experiencing lower back or neck pain. At KK's Massage in Plymouth, you can reduce your stress, sore muscles, and strengthen your health and well-being with a therapeutic massage. Help your body recover so you can move and feel better at KK's Massage. You can achieve optimum health and wellness with a KK's Massage membership program, too. KK's Massage, formerly in Kingston, is now at 45 Samoset Street in Plymouth. Visit KKS Massage.com today. If the idea of cleaning your home is unpleasant or you just can't find the time, the Sisters Maid Cleaning Company is here for you. Their friendly employees are hardworking and dedicated to exceeding your expectations. At the Sisters Maid Cleaning Company, they conveniently service the South Shore and Cape Cod. They can accommodate cleaning for you weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or even help you with a special one-time cleaning. Email Claudia at thesistersmaid@gmail.com or call 508-360-4892 today.
I can change the world with my own two hands, make it a better place with my own two hands, make it a kinder place with my own two hands, with my own, with my own two hands. I can make peace on earth with my own two hands. I can clean up the earth with my own two hands. I can reach out to you with my own two hands, with my own, with my own two hands.
And welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. What a great song. Oh, I love Jack Johnson. It's just beautiful. His music is just so family and friendly, and he's all about peace. I just love that. So, my guest is Carrie Tierney. She's with KKSMassage.com. Your two hands. You use your two hands every day. How does that feel? Healing the community, healing people on a one-by-one basis.
It's a great feeling because I can help them do their job better, reduce their stress, which makes them a better mom, a better dad, you know? And it's really, half of the Americans out there say that they fight more with their loved ones and their family because of stress.
Yeah.
So stress reduction is so important, and for health reasons as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's so much stress.
There is.
Like we were talking before the show, I have like an eye twitch, and I have, you know, other ailments and stuff that are just from stress.
It's amazing.
And I find that I really have to slow it down. And that's really massage. You're slowing it down. You are just, you're there. It's your time. It's for you.
It is. Yep. Mm. And how often do we get that?
I know. No, now, who's the ideal client that you can help? Is it really the person with the chronic neck and chronic back pain?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And those people range in what ages?
My clientele range from usually about 30 to 60.
Yeah.
Stress affects everybody, so, yeah. You know, it's hard to say, but I have a lot of people that are in high-pressure jobs that like to come for the stress reduction. They come monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Some come bi-weekly.
Okay.
So just to get through their week or their month.
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine that it lingers and it stays with you. I mean, I've had several massages over the years. Oh, my God. My very first massage, I was going to have a massage and then go shopping. So I had a full face of makeup on. Bad idea if you're thinking about doing that. And don't do it with blue eyeshadow like
right.
I did. It was a big old mess at the
massage
end.
Massage hand, massage face.
Oh, my God. Well, no, because your face is
right.
Face down in the little donut hole thing there.
Right.
And I had blue eyeshadow and makeup. And I didn't check myself before I went to the checkout. So I got in the car. I'm like, oh, my God, nobody said anything to me. It was ridiculous. But really, so why are you so passionate about helping others with their pain? It's I think it goes beyond helping them with their stress. You're really helping them on many different levels. So, well, it's the physical.
Right.
I read that athletes, so they train, and you can actually help give them massages to help them soothe their muscles.
Yep, and help them recover quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you get them ready for their sports events.
Mm.
That helps loosen the muscles and helps them get ready. And afterwards, you know, you get your muscles just fill with lots of toxins and a lot of waste from your body, so you need to get that out, and then the lymph takes that all out. And but you need to get it moving, all the circulation, the metabolism.
So really, we need to move our muscles.
Definitely.
And so you can help people that don't exercise.
Yes.
So they don't have a lot of movement in their life. This is a great alternative.
Definitely. Range of motion is so important. And as you age, you'll notice that maybe you're getting stiffer. I noticed it this year.
Yes.
As I'm getting older, my ankles seem a little stiffer. So definitely range of motion, using that within the massage is so important. And it feels good because you're just not used to doing that. And someone else is doing it for you.
Yeah. And they're doing it right.
Right.
Because you know the right ways to do it and, you know, different techniques.
Yeah. And some people have very limited range of motion. And we can help that. We can increase that limited range of motion. So it just takes a little bit of work.
Okay. All right. Now, are there still people out there that are skeptical about how massage therapy can be healing rather than just, you know, for fun?
Definitely. Actually, I even have some clients that you know, I always follow up with them. I ask them how they're feeling, how they felt after the massage, how they felt, between the visit. And they'll go, well, you know, I did feel better, but I'm not really, you know, like they not crediting the massage so much to believe that it was the massage that did it, which is kind of interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah. They're trying to think of, oh, well, it couldn't be the massage.
Exactly.
It might have been, you know, I eliminated milk, or, you know, they're like trying to think of different ways of, yeah, that is interesting. Now, massage therapy can help with so many things. Oh my God, the list goes on and on. There's like 15 things on my list in front of me. What is the most important? Is it range of motion? Range of motion is one of them.
Yep.
Enhanced sleep quality, decreasing anxiety. That really goes hand in hand with the stress.
It does.
Decreasing
and depression.
And depression.
Yeah.
How is it helping with depression, just getting a massage?
Because it's helping your endorphins come out. It's a feel good.
Okay. It's a feel good. Yeah. Now, what are endorphins? It releases endorphins.
So that's to help you, to make you feel good.
I kind of know what they are because I feel like I have them a lot.
Well, that's awesome.
Well, because I always feel good.
Yeah.
And so when I read it, I'm like, in the back of my head, I kind of know what that means, which is really just a great thing to release. Now, are we always releasing toxins? Are we releasing anything good? Or just releasing the toxins is the good part of the massage because we build up.
We build up, like stenosis, let's say, for example. A lot of people have stenosis in the back.
What is that?
That is just built up toxins that is closing in on your spinal cord, or, you know, so a lot of people have pain from that. Mm-hmm. But so if you get massages and all the waste is taken out of that, and that's just waste built up, so which causes pain.
And where is it going? It's going into the toxins. We're releasing it into our bloodstream. Is that why we have to drink tons of water?
And plasma, yep. It just kind of fills in the gaps, and yep.
Okay. All right. And then increasing joint flexibility, obviously, alleviating neck and back pain. That's, you know, pretty basic. Promotes tissue regeneration. That's interesting because you're touching the skin, you're moving the skin.
Right.
Oh, and we all know skin is the biggest organ that we have.
It is.
Which is crazy.
Right, isn't it?
Yes, it's definitely crazy. Now, I did read about how you can help with women that are pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that helpful to a woman that it helps her during her actual delivery?
There are specific massage therapists that are called doulas. And they actually can go in the room with you.
A doula is a massage therapist?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Oh, okay. So they go in there with them. You're not a doula?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Nope. So there's so many different forms of massage, but there are different, points that you can touch on their shoulders or their feet that are supposed to promote childbirth.
Healthy childbirth. And it's more than just physical. Because it's physical, it's mental.
Right. Even cancer patients, they say that you're going to get more of the medicine because you go in, you're stiff, it's hard to get the medicine in maybe like a tight, stiff situation where if you're relaxed and
the medicine is just gonna flow in. It's all about being open.
It is.
Yeah.
It's psychological too.
It's psychological. Mm-hmm. And when you're mentally open-minded and your body is relaxed and your muscles are relaxed, that's how it...
Right.
Wow, that's
amazing.
So
you're open to receive it as opposed to closed off.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we almost have to go to break. Is there anything that I did not touch on that we need to touch on? Because I wanted to make sure I went through all of these. Oh, enhancing your immune system.
Because you're taking all that toxins out, and it's making you fight, you can fight colds better. Because
okay.
your body's more healthy.
Oh, so as you release the toxins... your body's ready.
Ready
for action. Okay.
But you also have like heart attacks because everyone's in forward flexion. Hmm. So when you're in forward flexion, if you know where all of your organs are in the front, they all get smushed. So massage not only is for the muscles, but it's going to open those muscles up. So it's important that you have your shoulders back. Everyone's saying posture is important. So we help you through all that, and
okay.
we help you open.
So to prevent a heart attack, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because if you,
if you're in that mode,
right? You can't take deep breaths. Your diaphragm's all closed up. It's more than just.
Hmm. Okay. And your clients, you suggest really deep breathing during the massage or no?
Yes.
You do?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, we got to go to a quick break. My guest is Carrie Tierney, and she is at 45 Samoset Street in Plymouth, and you can also find her at kksmassage.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
To honor and challenge others to question so they live their truth. That is the core belief behind Nikki Pakula's integrated body work at Seed of Changes. Do you deeply want to make a change, shift your old limiting beliefs, and are you open to listening to what your body is trying to tell you? The remote or in-person integrated body work that Nikki helps her clients with is especially for spiritual seekers and their animal companions. Ready to feel healthier, more energized, connected, and centered? Take the first step. Contact Nikki Pakula at seedofchanges.com today.
Are you looking to purchase a home or refinance? One of the biggest misconceptions about mortgage lending is that it doesn't matter where you go, but service and outcome do matter. Stacy Jordan with Benchmark Mortgage and Equal Housing Opportunity, license number 23543, has built a solid reputation for over 16 years. Where there are multiple offers on a property, Benchmark is known for being the respective choice. Let Stacy help you with honest and up-to-date information. Contact her today at Stacy Jordan. Jordan.benchmark.us.
What if you could be a leader, be more health conscious, and provide a safer and cleaner environment for your family all at the same time? Bonnie Templeman has been with Shackley for over 30 proud years, and she can help you attain a healthy lifestyle and build an environmentally friendly team. Shackley stands by their exceptional product line, and they stand by you. Contact Bonnie at btempleman.com to get started on a better path of health and well-being and become the leader you've always dreamed of being. Visit btempleman.com today. Come embrace one change today.
And welcome Welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Kerry Tierney. And really, right now, she would rather be massaging than be here in front of me promoting herself. But at this point in your career, you really can't see yourself doing anything else.
Absolutely not. It's a great field to be in. There's so many different avenues. You can never get bored. Mm. There's always new ways to learn different techniques. I'm actually taking a yoga teaching class. Right now. It's pretty intense. It's for 6 months.
Now, why are you introducing yoga?
Well, it's actually...
You're learning the concepts of yoga.
Yes. Yeah, in the deep, in the breathing, to help my clients relax even more.
Oh, okay.
And it's also, this particular training that I'm taking is preventative, so your health and safety is the same, is priority. So massage lasts a little while, but okay. it's a Band-Aid if you don't fix what's wrong to begin with. So if you don't figure out why your
back
hurts.
But it can be preventative.
It can be preventative, yes.
So on either spectrum, it's preventative, but if you're just using it to fix an ailment, you really have to go beyond
you
the
do.
Massage.
And you have to do self-care at home.
Mm.
So it's very important that when you go home, you maybe get some stretches to do so that that muscle doesn't tighten up again because of the way you're sitting or using that mouse or...
The mouse. Ooh, the computers.
Computer. Mm-hmm. Texting.
Texting. So how much of the massage is on your hands or your feet, or do you divvy it up? How do you, because some people do different things. I haven't had a million massages in my life, but I've had enough to know that there's different varieties.
Yep. It depends on your body. And we sit down with our clients. We have them fill out a questionnaire. And because you need to know history. There's some contraindications that allow you not to have massages, or say for oncology, you should only go, if you have cancer, you should only go to an oncology massage therapist.
Oh, really?
Yep, because they're special. If you're in radiation, if you're on certain meds, it's very important to know somebody that's been trained in that.
Okay, and you yourself are not trained in that?
I am not trained in that right now.
Okay.
No.
But
it's on my list.
You might, it's on your list to train?
Yep.
Oh, and you might actually consider hiring someone.
Yep, the two girls that I have actually do lymph drainage and they do oncology.
Really?
Yep.
So they can come to your... I want to call it a practice. I don't like calling it a studio. But they can come to your practice.
Yes.
If they do have cancer and they're looking for other alternatives to sort of mesh together with what they're doing.
Yep. Well, so we work with medical professionals. So we will talk to your doctor. We'll get permission from your doctor.
Oh, okay.
So it's important, to make sure that you have the proper paperwork and you have to have permission from the doctor. And so it's some people... They don't understand that, but it is important for their safety.
Yeah, exactly. So, you need to know everything.
Exactly.
If someone's going to be working on your body, you need to share everything that's going on with it.
Yeah, and working with the other doctors and maybe physical therapists is so important because then we're a team helping you get better.
Yeah, it does become a team effort.
Yep.
Okay, and they're generally receptive to your questions and calling them?
Yep.
Okay, Well, that's impressive.
Some, everyone.
Yeah, it is. We do live in a world of variety of people, right? Okay, now, it's been around for years. Do you still have to, massage therapy has been around for years, do you still have to explain the difference in the types of massage? Because I don't think I still, even though I've had a Swedish massage, I don't know that I know what a Swedish massage is.
Yeah, there are so many different kinds of massage.
Okay, and you still have to explain those.
Yes.
How much time do you take because I haven't been to your place yet.
Yep.
When I come in for the first time, how much time do you take and sit with a new client?
It depends on their issues and their history that they filled out.
Okay.
So, and then we would sit down and we'd discuss what you need. And so then I customize. So I might use Swedish in with deep tissue or neuromuscular or fascial release. So there's all different types of massage that I customize. So it's not like you come to me and you just get neuromuscular or a trigger point. Mm. I encompass it all because different parts of your body need different parts.
Of massage or different types of massage.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you think is your biggest strength?
Being able to really talk with the client and find out the needs of the client and then explain what I'm doing. Because sometimes a lot of people will come in and they'll have left shoulder pain and actually the area that needs to be worked is the right shoulder. And they don't understand that. So
yeah, what's that phrase, chasing pain?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that mean? Is there like a book or something, chasing pain? I don't know. I don't know. I heard that phrase a couple of weeks ago. So if you have a neck issue, or like you just said, one shoulder, but it's really the other shoulder.
Other side, that's the problem.
So why is it? Is your body compensating?
Well, what happens is that when your muscle is really stretched, that's where the pain is. But that muscle is stretched, which means the other muscle is tight. So you need to strengthen that. You need to stretch out that tight muscle so that the sore muscle isn't stretched anymore and isn't feeling the pain.
So, wow, that's really interesting. I know. It's all connected.
It is. Everything's connected.
Everything's connected. So not necessarily if you got a pain in your left side of your neck does not mean that that's where the issue is.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, what do your clients say about you? This is almost 8 years now.
Yep.
So you're just brand new in the new location, but yep. you've been doing this for a long time. What do they say? What's your favorite thing that they say?
That they feel great.
Yeah. It's really simple. It's really simple, right? The look in their eye. I'm going to cry right now. just the look in that they're so grateful and appreciative that you're helping them through something that they never thought they'd get rid of.
Right.
That's amazing. Now, are there any misconceptions about massage therapy?
Well, the fact that, you know, it's only for the rich, or it's only for, it's not, because if you look at
it's not that expensive if you balance it out.
Exactly.
And really, what price do you put on your life?
Right.
There's
for
a good question.
Yep.
On your well-being,
and
right?
You want to be around for your kids, and
And I want to be able to sit on the floor when I have grandchildren someday and be able to get back up again.
Right. You have one body, and if you don't treat it right.
Exactly. Now, you clearly love what you do. What do you see yourself in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? You got a great location, so I'm assuming you're going to stay there for a long time.
Yes. Yep. My plan is to stay there. I wouldn't mind expanding it to more of a wellness center and having different
types of wellness offerings, but like beyond massage?
Yeah, like I have a friend that does nutrition.
Oh, okay.
And she also does, coaching at home and then yoga. Of course, maybe one-on-one yoga later on, or bring in the nutritionist and have the nutritionist, work, just so that you can come to me, and if you have an issue, I have someone else that can help you with that.
Well, now your location, you only have 3 rooms that
right.
you can do the massage. So you'd have to bump out and go someplace else.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, which is okay because maybe you can have a second location.
Exactly.
There
which
you go.
Maybe in like Florida or somewhere where the snow doesn't come would be good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with the snow.
Are you?
Yeah. I like variety.
It is nice.
Once you've been comfortable wearing the boots and doing the shoveling, then it's okay. Now, what about, do you get people coming in after they start shoveling?
Yeah, especially this last year with all this winter.
Oh.
They had
imagine.
To shovel their roofs. They had to. So
and that's great support, not preventative. But if you do, have a strenuous thing that you've done, shoveling or what have you, you can go get a massage and you can pull yourself out of it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, we only got one more segment left. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Carrie Tierney, and she's at 45 Samoset Street in Plymouth, right next to all that construction that's happening. And you can also find her at kksmassage.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mama Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mama Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mama Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mama Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mamamias.net.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business. playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut, reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's S-P-R-O-U-T, DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on.
Good afternoon. Oh my gosh. Welcome back. Sorry. I'm on a different, my mind is elsewhere. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest is Kerry Tierney, and she has a new location at 45 Samoset Street in Plymouth. You can also find her at kksmassage.com. I really want to know, you know, how do you impress upon people? We talked about this a little bit about that it's not just for the rich.
Right.
It's not just luxury. Mm-hmm. It really is for people that actually do have chronic pain or illness or want to do preventative.
Definitely. I have different packages and membership programs to help with the cost of massage.
Okay.
So, for example, I have somebody that has chronic neck pain, and she comes just 30 minutes
okay.
a month.
Once a month.
And so on my membership program, that's $1 a day.
Wow.
So $1 a day, and she feels better every month.
Yeah.
And she's out of pain for...
And you can sort of craft and customize it for the person's needs.
Definitely.
I mean, you have your basic programs that people can sort of, you know, see what your pricing structure is.
Yes.
But beyond that, you know, if you do need to mold it a little bit for someone, you can do that.
I would, yes, definitely. Because
okay.
people need it, and I want them to feel good, and I want them to take care of their body.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. Now, we just played that song, Count on Me,
yeah.
by Bruno Mars. I love Bruno Mars. How are you so reliable? How often are you massaging?
We're open 7 days a week.
You are?
We are, yeah. We do evening appointments, morning appointments. I have done 7 a.m. appointments for people.
Wow.
I've done 8:30 at night appointments, depending on. So I do what I need to do to mm-hmm. make you to be there for
well,
you.
Well, it's got to be draining for you. No? Is it not draining? Is it stimulating for you? I mean, can you only massage so many people in one day before your hands get tired?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There is a limit, too. And that's what sometimes is hard, because you have to fit people in. So probably that's maybe one of my struggles, is that I need to...
You need to say no sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But that's not about... You got two other gals.
Right.
And it's all women?
Yes.
Okay. And so they can help if they have an opening? You can kind of work with each other?
Yes, definitely. And that's what we do. We say, you know, I'm not available, but this person's available. And
okay.
So definitely, if you're having an issue, we try to fit you in however we can.
Okay. Describe your location to me. We haven't even talked about it. Isn't there a soothing waiting area when you first come in, or no?
Is that
the last location?
I think it more looks like a living room type situation. There's a little like couch there. I have a little TV going, a rocking chair, and my grandmother's braided rug is there. And
so it's just a very soothing from the minute you walk in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And now, who inspires you beyond your friends and your family?
My educators, really, it's amazing work what they can do. When you can see someone that's had frozen shoulder and they can release it.
What is frozen shoulder?
When you can't raise your shoulder up to all the way. Some people get stuck.
Okay.
So there.
I thought that was bursitis.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
All right, frozen shoulder. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So there are ways in massage that releases that. You know, sometimes it takes more than once. But
one visit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, we said earlier.
It's amazing. It's just amazing work.
I can't
People
I can't
with rotator cuff tears, not necessarily do you need surgery. Do you really want, you know, your muscle being, I don't know, cut?
Yeah.
You know, because then it will never heal. It will heal, but it's cut, so it's damaged. So if we could heal it
a
without...
A clean cut is not necessarily a good thing.
No.
No, it's not. No.
Anything that you can... You know, if you can heal without surgery, it's, of course, going to be better for you.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned rotator cuff. Mm-hmm. I have, like, a thing, like, I can move my arm right now and probably get a click.
Mm-hmm.
Is that that's your rotator cuff, or it's combined with your collarbone?
Well, you would have to, we'd have to do assessments, and if there's pain involved.
It's not painful, it's just annoying.
Just annoying?
It's like if I move in a certain way, yeah. I get this click, you know?
So you probably have one muscle pulling. So it's pulling your bones kind of out of alignment a little bit. So it's clicking on either a tendon or so.
Huh. Okay.
So we would work, we could do stuff to work on getting that to be more mobile for you and more smooth.
Mm. And what about lower back and neck pain? Do more people come in with lower back than neck, or is it sort of the same?
I would say it's pretty even.
And do they come in with both?
Yes.
Yeah, because I've had both, and right now, luckily, I don't have either.
Mm-hmm.
But I have had both, you know, in separate instances. How about knee pain? When you're massaging the legs, can you help with knee pain?
Well, the knee itself doesn't have muscles, but everything is attached to it. And just like you had mentioned, the back pain and the neck pain, it's all connected, and your spine goes a certain way. So, and it's a wave-like. So if you have lower back pain and you're, if you're compensating for something, that's going to throw your neck off, which is going to cause you neck pain. So it's all really connected.
Yeah. It's your whole, we're always compensating.
Yep.
Yeah, we're always compensating. All right. Oh, my gosh. We are out of time. I was just like sort of in a trance listening to you right now. We only have a minute left. Is there anything that you want to say to the listener that might want to make a change?
You can make changes.
Small
changes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come visit. Make an appointment. They have to make an appointment.
Yeah, we're by appointment only.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And check you guys out.
Definitely.
There's three of you there. It's a new location, 45 Samoset Street in Plymouth, right where all the construction's happening. But it's a really busy road, so that's a great place to be. I'm excited for you. You can also go to kksmassage.com. And I want to thank you all for listening and recognizing all of these powerful gals right along with me. You can check out my new website, powerfulwomenreveal.com. And I hope you tune in next week after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. I want to thank you again for listening. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power. And this is my new outro music, maybe. I don't know.